After that, Narad Kund, etc., you had darshan today. You heard kathas also of those spots and places. The main aim of all this is that there is very strong potency in all these places. In the past and places, it is similar power like Krishna himself. That is why we conditioned souls through life and life, we are wandering in this cycle of birth and death. We are in this bodily consciousness, and anything connected to this body we consider to be mind, getting Bhagavan. We are getting all sorts of troubles. By going to these places, these moods are removed. We will get Krishna Bhakti, and we can be established in our Siddha Swarup. Especially these pastimes that we appear in Katha, they are not different from Bhagavan. These pastimes Katha, you can get such potency, such power that you can easily stay away from these troubles. We will perform bhakti to Bhagavan and be established in our the Swarup. There is no other method for Jiva to cross over this ocean of material world. That is why in Kaushik Vrat we visit all these pastime places and perform kirtan and speak about pastime places. Today we went to Naradpun. One Maharaj. What katha is there? Speak in brief. With the guidance of Guru and Krishna performing our Bhajmandal Parikram, today the places that we visited today, Naradpun, that is past time, Guru has ordered me to speak something about Naradpun. Naradji's character and the past time story of the Naradpun, we see in all the past times that Naradji has performed so many services to Narad can also be translated as Jnani, or somebody who has knowledge of Bhakti. Acharya Pada the knowledge of Bhakti is there, or Naradji, he is infusing this knowledge in everybody's heart. This Acharya Pada Gurudev he is describing that Naradji rather going transcendental pastime by hearing them, especially the pastimes of Shringar Rasa with Radha and Govind, by hearing them and one develops greed for Shringar Rasa. That greed when somebody desire for then what he will do. He Narad Muni became greedy for this, and thousands of years at Kusum Sarovar he performed austerity for thousands of years, and he accepted the Gopi Bhav and he consulted Radha and Govind. It is described that Naradji performing so good for also we see that Sadarji, he is telling all pastimes about Naradji. Sunda Devi herself, along with Sadarji, all these dialogues were spoken. Unless and until we do not demonstrate the words of these pastimes, we cannot enter these pastimes. Even by Sukriti from innumerable lives, it is said that if suppose if greed develops in somebody's heart, we can understand also life in Naradji's life. From Ramlila to Krishna's pastimes, all pastimes of Krishna, Naradji, how he is present in all of his pastimes and serving the Lord. Jnan Vairagya, we also see the character of Naradji. He is Naradji's son, this Naradji. And how he has taught Jnana and Vairagya to the sons of Sanandra, who described very beautifully how he gave knowledge to Daksha, how it is said about Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya. If somebody has Bhakti, Bhagavan Vasudev, actually Jnana and Vairagya some unbiased and material subject. Naturally, it's called all these things. We see in Karajis, God kind of how the church then has in place, how he provides jnana and vairagya to them. Or if a disciple goes with the guru with faith, a guru infuses jnana and vairagya and just promotes him towards bhakti. We see in Narada Muni characters how he has done in so many ways, so many times he has contributed in this world. Naraji, is there only one river which can go towards two countries for some reason? All the rivers are flowing towards one direction. Or maybe when there is flood, then it might start flowing in opposite direction. But or when it is dry, we can see that it starts flowing again in the other direction. This is that river which is flowing simultaneously in both directions. Very strange question. But Naraji is like asking a question. He described that our life and death is ocean or river of birth. Yes, see, I'm thinking, I'm increasing. This is true. My life is increasing. But actually, my life is I have a different time for which I am supposed to be living, and all of us are proceeding towards death. That specific time when we will reach what? We are reaching nearer and nearer to that place. Arjuna is telling also that this river simultaneously is flowing in two directions. Our life is increasing also and decreasing. Which is that chakra, which is that wheel. Don't have a rope, but it is still rotating. We call chakra. We are also passing the star chakra. Nobody can escape from this. This is one female, one lady who is visiting all the houses that lady is described. Death visits everybody's houses. It is. This must be quite death with you. This female, nobody is safe from her visit. And by hearing all these answers to this question, Naraji gives, announces, and provides them also later. He gives them their realization, experiences. As Narada Gopi, he got the introduction to his fitness. They came up over life. They obedience to Naraji, and may he also infuse his energy in our life. Maybe Mara.
Connected with many of the pastimes throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. in Ramayana, in pastimes of Sri Ramachandra, pastimes of Sri Krishna, here in Braj, Narada Muni precipitated the imprisonment of Devaki and Vasudev. He hastened the... When Kamsa was inclined to be lenient to Devaki and Vasudev, Narada Muni came and he said, why are you trusting the demigod? Why do you think it's the eighth son? And he confused Kamsa so much. The Kamsa thought any son or any child of Devaki could kill him. He imprisoned them under very cruel conditions. It's very extraordinary personality. And in this way, he's hastening the descent of Krishna himself. Then, during the bright pastime, generally, Narada Muni is going to be not only Narayana, but also in a form here, he takes part in the bright pastime. For example, at the Ladisa will go tomorrow, how he tricks Ladisa and Krishna to sit on the swing, and then brought him at the Radhika to see Ladisa. He's singing it all. Lalita Rama Rame. You got the guy who said, why are you singing Lalita Rama? Why the Radhika Rama? Oh, you have to sing Lalita and Krishna on the screen together. Where? Then she met his body with him so much mind, and then after the priest said, I told you, never trust that Narada Muni. He's very, very tricky. Then Narada Muni came at the very end of Brahma Lila. After, on the day that Krishna killed Yamatra, and he said, oh, I will see you. Kill Yamatra. I will see Akrura come. I will see you go to Mathura. I will see you kill Kamsa. Then I will see you marry 16,108 queens. So in this way, he was arousing a different vibe in Krishna's heart. So the Krishna was ready to go to Mathura, to leave Braj, to go to Mathura, to pay attention to all his devotees there. Because Krishna, although he is bound by the love of the devotees here in Braj, he also has to pay attention to all his devotees everywhere, starting with Vasudev and Devaki. Then, Narada Muni also, from the beginning of creation, he's had so many important disciples. Ratnanda Prabhu, as Narada could, he said, especially four specific disciples, Srila Vyasa, disciples from Narada Muni, So Srila, our Gurudev, there's so many times recounted how Vyasa, having compiled the whole Vedic literature, Upanishad, the Vedas, divided the Vedas into four, Upanishads, then to enlarge on the meaning of the Upanishads, he provided the Purana, and then to explain all the Itihasas, Mahabharata, to explain the meaning of all the Upanishads and Vedas, he provided Vedanta Sutras, and still he wasn't satisfied. And then Narada Muni came and said, oh Prabhu, you've done so much work, so much hard labor, why are you not satisfied? Why are you looking so morose? So then Vyasa said, oh, Your Honor, you're a doctor, I think, in a Vedic astrology, Vedic medicine, the patient doesn't have to tell the doctor what's wrong. The doctor just doesn't look at him, looks at his throat, feels his pulse, then he tells the patient what's wrong. So Narada Muni told the Vyasa what's wrong. You have to glorify first the activities, pastimes, Krishna in Braj. Little bit of the Purana. But how the Sakis are playing with Krishna, they're wrestling, and sometimes they defeat Krishna. Saying, oh, I didn't know about this. How Mother Yashoda is twisting Krishna's ear, chasing him, tying him up. Oh, I didn't know these things. How I didn't know these things? And how the gopis is fighting Krishna completely. How he's begging them, please don't leave the Rasa. I can't live without you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, I didn't know. Then Narada Muni instructs him how he can enter Samadhi and how he can see all these pastimes. And then writes the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the devoted Krishna, after Krishna himself has left this planet, Srila Vyasa and Prahlada Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, are also the great prominent of this world. Valmiki was a big dacoit, and Narada Muni came. Valmiki wanted to kill him. Narada Muni said, stop! And he couldn't move. Well, they said, what are you doing? Why are you robbing? Valmiki said, supporting my family? Oh, so you think your family is going to share your physical reaction? Of course. So why did you go and ask them? So he just told him with his family, mother, father, no, you have to support us. Children, no, you have to support us. Wife, no, it's your business. Then they went back to Narada Muni. They don't want to, I have to face all the reactions myself. And then Narada Muni instructed him. He tried to get him to chant Ram, 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 Ram. He wouldn't chant because it's so simple. So, okay, you chant death. Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. Like this chanting for 60,000 years. If we try to chant Hare Krishna for 10 minutes, moving here and there, mosquito comes and all samadhi is finished, bound like this. Vamiki is sitting 60,000 years and the ants are coming and eating up his flesh. And he's just preserving his life in his bones. And then after this, well, Brahma instructed him how he could compose his Anushtha Smita, how he composed all Ramayana. So, Sri Narada Muni has such eminent disciples. We have Rath Maharaj also right down the dynasty.
Maharaj.
And when he took Darshan and Srimati Radhika in Ravel, the Ravel instructed him that you should go to Narada Kund and they should perform austerity and they can get Sarupa and Gopi. So Narada Muni also, he performed austerity in Narada Kund. And by the grace of Srimati Radhika, he got Gopi Sarupa to Narada Gopi. So Narada Muni is Acharya in our mind of bhakti. He's the embodiment of bhakti. He's empowered to distribute bhakti throughout the universe. And we're very fortunate to be coming in the sort of succession from Narada Muni. And that we're sitting at the lotus feet of Sri Narada Muni, very, very eminent representative, the embodiment of all the instructions of Sri Narada Muni. So I pray at the lotus feet of Sri Narada Muni and Sri Gurudev to give me some sprinkle of mercy that I can understand these pastimes and that they'll come into my class. Hare Krishna. Once you have the name of the Krishna, you can understand the name of the
Krishna. Although Naraji, he has expansion in heaven. Near Narayan also he has an expansion. Near Ramchandraji also he is. In Dwarka Mathura also. In Vrindavan also he has a sarup. In Mahaprabhu's pastimes also he is present there as Srivas. He is facing all sorts of prakars, especially from Shivji, Shankarji. He hearing the past and sweet past and of Krishna, he develops greed for Gopi Bhav and Gopi body of a Gopi. He wanted that. How can I see this body? How will I be able to serve Radha and Krishna in this form? That is why here Govardhan Ji is fulfilling the desires of all. He knew this. He came at the foothills of Govardhan and this Narasimha is right here, residing there for long time. He served Bhagwan with Samadhi. He worshipped him. I think that Kapal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, he must have used these, must have chanted these. And after many days of chanting these, his desire was fulfilled by the Lord's mercy and he got a Gopi day. And it was called Naradi Gopi, the name was given. He gained perfection in this place. Those people who have such rare desire residing in Govardhan, who will worship him, they will also be able to fulfill their desire. Somewhere it is also written that in Sakyaras also is his Swarup Madhumangal and in Gopi Rupi Naradi Gopi. Pleasure.
today is the 23rd day of our Brahmanal Vikrama, and how fortunate we are to go to these pastime places. These pastime places which we are visiting have the same potency as Krishna. By going there, by hearing the Harikatha there, by touching the dust of these places, then our the endless cycle of material existence named samsara is destroyed. And the feelings that go with it, in terms of eyes and mind, are also destroyed by touching and dancing these places. These holy places also have the power to be so one, Siddha Swarup, one's eternal identity. This Vivekata also has the same potency as Sri Krishna himself. It has great power to remove unhappiness. And for the conditioned soul of this world, there is no superior process than visiting these pastime places that begin to have a guitar associated with him. Today we went to Sinanakuni. Sinanakuni has many fruits. One is the heavenly planet, one is Vaikuntha with Sri, one is Yodhya with Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan, in Dwarka also, in Rajamandra also, and Sinanakuni Dham also. With these unlimited truths, he takes all types of rasa. Especially hearing from Sri Sadashi, he develops a great greed to achieve the spiritual body of a gopi and to serve a gopi bath. Therefore, performing austerity there of Narakuna arasana, around the worship, yet he tries to perform service to Radha Krishna under the anugrahya or the guidance of the gopi. Therefore, Narakuna is at the feet of Govardhan. And who is Jira and Govardhan? He fulfills all desires. Therefore, Sri Narakuni for a long time performed worship of Sri Radha Krishna by use of the Gopal Mantra and the Kaam Gayatri. After a long time, Bhagavan gave him Gopi Deha, spiritual body, and he became Narayan Gopi. He achieved his perfection there. Also, some places have been written that it has Sri Bhagavandha. That Sri Narakuni takes Sankhya Ram there also, in the past time.
We have trouble with Amrita.
There is no sound. Kavan, reading. Shava, Lutasa, Sarasaya, Kavala, Matasko, Krishna
taking the Sakhas along with them. He reaches this Govardhan at the foothills of Govardhan and raising the cow. In the different caves of this mountain, he is performing different pastimes. He is performing afternoon pastimes, Madhyan Lila, the topmost pastimes. In Radhakam and Chantan, you are fortunate that you have come to this place. Here Krishna taking all the cows and calves with the cups of their ears. The flute sound emanating from the lips of Krishna, they are drinking with the cups of their ears. The cows who were grazing the grass, now they lift up their heads and their ears lifted up also. In great attention, they are listening to this flute sound. This grass, they forget everything. Total bliss, they are just listening to this flute sound. And the calves who were drinking the milk from their mother's udder, that now they have forgotten to drink this milk. It just stays in their throat. They can swallow it. Now they can just throw it out. Such is the condition of frame. And from the cows and the calf's eyes, a stream of tears begin to flow up. Tears of pain. In the first slope, it was told Oh, these does of the Braj, they are so fortunate. They don't have intelligence because like some hunter is calling them by playing flute when they they hypnotize the does and they kill it by hitting them with sticks. Such foolish species are these does. By hearing the flute song of Krishna, they come near him, and following them, Krishna Sar, the friends of Krishna also, their husbands, and they are begging pranay from Krishna by their glances. If the deers are in this condition, then those cows which are being maintained by their own, by his own hands, Krishna is maintaining the cows by his own hands, and all the time he is with these cows, what to speak about them? There he pats them, he embraces the cows just like Sakas, he embraces them. What will be their condition? What kind of love they would have, affection they would have towards Krishna? Think carefully. These does and deers have such love. And how much love and affection we have? How much? Wait. You must feel it. If you don't have this, then feel distressed, feel sorrowful. That, oh, we don't have this. So, these gopis, this Gavatsya Shlok, they are describing the glories of the cows and the calves.
Breathing.
Are that flute song of this flute is not just sound, it is nectar.
That
it is not this Amrit nectar of the heavenly planets. This nectar is a very special transcendental Amrit emanating from the lotus lips of Krishna. They are filling the cups of their ears with these sounds. Hearing this flute song, wherever the cows are, they become stunned and still. They have turned their ears towards the direction of the sound. The cows can turn their ears, if you have seen. They have turned towards the direction of the sound. Now they are drinking this nectar, filling up their ear cups of their ears with this nectarian sound and drinking it to the fill. And that grass which they were raising, now it is right in their mouth there. They cannot swallow, neither did they throw it up. Why do they raise their heads?
So that the
fifth ear will be higher, then this nectar will remain up, it will not fall down, it will enter inside them. So like this, the cups of their ears are used for drinking this nectar. Drinking this nectar, they are just still drinking and drinking, and they don't become satisfied. And the cup, the others are flowing, overflowing with milk automatically. The cows were drinking this, but as soon as they heard the flute song, this nectar, they are also now drinking this nectar and forgot to drink this milk which is flowing from the udders of their mother. Their udders of their mothers is in their mouth, forgotten to drink. The milk which was, that it is just remains there. Enter their stomachs from there. All these activities, all their activities are forgotten. Just like they are standing still, like a non-movable entity, and because of presence of prem towards Krishna, the milk which is flowing from the udders of their mothers, they forgot to drink it also. It just keeps flowing. And like this, how fortunate are these cows and these cows? We are staying in our homes. Krishna is playing his flute. Nectar is flowing from his flute. But just like the cows and calves and the doves and deer, we cannot drink this nectar. We cannot, through the cups of our ears, we cannot drink it. We neither can have darshan of that Govind. Both of them, the deer, the doves, and the cows and calves, all of them become still after hearing this flute song. So much attraction they have towards the, they have found so much rust, so much nectar in this flute song of Krishna. Who is describing all these? Now, after 3-4 days, he's going to die. Parikshit Maharaj. And these sweet pastimes of Krishna, he is speaking. Nothing is speaking. Just he is saying, hear this pastime. And Parikshitji is becoming also so absorbed. What kind of emotions are, waves of emotion are rising in his heart? And just he is at his, near his death. You cannot imagine what condition he is in. He, I think, the way he is describing himself, he is speaking to his mother, that mother, Krishna, you forget that he is your father-in-law. That's the way the gopis consider him to be their beloved. You also should think that. And then you can imagine if he is telling to his mother what he is himself thinking, what kind of moods arise in his heart. He is definitely also in gopi bhava. Translation.
Therefore, Krishna is taking the thousands of friends and the suckers, the outrageous to go with him. How many varieties of Nakshas have performed in his unlimited cave? And his eyes are Radhakund and Shankund, where Radha Krishna performed their Madhyamik Lila, which is the topmost of all pastimes performed in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. And how fortunate we are to be sitting in this very same place. Devata Gopis are describing just being cows by drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute. With their ears like cups, they are drinking the nectar of the Vedas. The grass is in their mouth, therefore the grass is not going inside, nor is it going outside. In essence, they have become sun, and the grass is simply remaining in their mouth. The calves in a similar way are also becoming ecstatic. Becoming just like getting the sound of Krishna's fruit. The milk is not going in their stomach, nor is it falling from their mouth. From the calves and the cows, loving tears of ecstasy are flowing from their eyes. In the previous verse, we heard Dhamya Samodhi, Abhidhariya Eta. All Sakhi, the deer are most fortunate, even though they are foolish and have no discrimination. They are going right near to Krishna, and their husbands who are Krishna's son are also following. Their husbands are not disturbing them, and the deer are bathing for a loving relationship with Krishna by their glances. They were half fortunate of the cow. Krishna is nourishing them with his own hands. And without umbrella or shoes, Krishna is moving here and there with them. Krishna hugs the necks of the calves like suckers, like friends. Therefore, how much that we should measure how much bread we have compared to the suckers of Krishna or the calves. Therefore, this is not a food salad, it is actually nectar. This nectar is not the nectar of the heavenly planet. It is the African nectar, the transcendental nectar emanating directly from the lips of Sri Krishna. And drinking that nectar, the ears of the cows have become like donors, like the cup. And they turn towards Krishna with their head in the air, so the nectar will not go in one ear and out the other, but rather it will stay there. Through the nectar that is not, they are forget they are chewing grass, and the grass is not falling in, it is not going inside their stomach, nor falling from their mouth. The cows are not satisfied by hearing, they want to hear more and more. And the calves, their situation is also similar. With their mouths on the udder of their mother, they are stunned and they are forgetting to drink the milk. The milk is not going inside or outside. Rather, the calves have become stunned. All their other activities are finished and they are simply drinking the nectar of Krishna from sound. Because their loving affection to Krishna has increased unlimitedly, they are forgetting to drink the milk. The gopis say, how fortunate are the cows and the calves that go to Krishna. Alas, the gopis say, we are in our home, and we are not fortunate like the animals, like the deer and the calves. We cannot taste the nectar of the fruit of Krishna, nor that we have gone into Krishna and have danced like the animals. We are unable to do like that. Therefore, how much nectar is in the Vedavya, the sound of Sri Krishna's flute? And how much nectar is in the Vedavya prescribed by Sri Krishna's flute? Who is speaking this? This is spoken by Krishna Maharaj. And who is hearing his mother? Sri Krishna Maharaj will die in just a short time. But what is he doing? He is not doing anything. He is simply hearing the feel of the child. Therefore, Krishna Maharaj says, O mother, Krishna began to Krishna's mind to be something.
Father-in-law. Father-in-law.
You should begin that relation with Krishna. And you should have a relationship with Krishna as my beloved, just like a gopi. If you think of Krishna after us and comments, that both Sri Krishna's mind and his mother are both endowed with gopi power.
Jesus,
goes to the Sri Mayogi, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, verses 21. And we feel the fervor of it. First, gopis are in their home. And Sri Krishna is grazing, taking the galaxy, grazing in the field. And first, gopis are talking among themselves. Punapulinga Urudaya Suraga Shikumkumeya Daita Sarabhati Vrindam. Oh, how fortunate are the Pulindigo. They are aborigines, they are not in any caste, they are like tribal people, and they live in the area over there. Yet they are so fortunate. Why? Because Tadashika, when they see upon the grass, some kumkum smeared there. How did it get there? Sri Krishna walked by, and this kumkum was part of the lotus feet, and it was made upon the grass. And he went by, and when they put his kumkum, they took that kumkum, and took the fragrance of this, and in their heart, very intense desire, love for Sri Krishna was aroused. But when they smeared this kumkum on their faces, and on their bodies, then all their desires became fulfilled. Became so ecstatic and complete satisfaction. This is the outcome, the meaning, general meaning of the word. This is the Jiva Goswami part. Has given a Apurva, unprecedented, absolute, astonishing Jika on this word. He said that one day, before Rasleela, Rasleela has not taken place yet. Krishna has not had an opportunity to meet with Radha-gopi. But see, Krishna, he went into the forest in a very inaccessible place and began to play upon his flute. And called Radha-gopi. Radha-gopi came from all corners. Whatever they're doing, they drop and they run there and they surround him to Krishna. And chanting, they touch his feet and stood silently. Krishna looking at their beauty. Oh, how beautiful. But then he noticed one thing. Srimati Radhika was not there. She was not present. In fact, they were not there. So Sri Krishna told them,
don't go away.
Radhika in the unconscious position to the Kutir of Puranamasi Devi. And after some time, Sri Krishna arrived there. He was brought there by Madhavananda. So when Sri Krishna arrived, Puranamasi Devi said to him, just look and see, what is this? And Krishna cleared his sight to see someone was unconscious inside. He said, who is she? Madhavananda said, hey, you know, lightning lives inside the cloud. But if lightning is coming out from the cloud, it cannot go back inside and hide. In other words, he was saying, oh, this Kishori, she's living in your heart, now she's come outside, you cannot deny it. Sri Krishna said, oh, holy mother, for the mercy, this boy has a disease of Vayu. It made his mind disturbed. And it had this habit also to make false allegations against innocent people. I don't know who she is. Puranamasi said, oh, we know why she is unconscious. Because of your sweet name, she has so much affection for you. So you should save her life, to go and touch her. She said, it is against Dharma. I cannot do it. Puranamasi Devi said, no, I am your guru, Jan. If you follow me, you will be following Dharma. And the reaction of Adhika, this is mine, I am telling you to do it. Consider. Oh, please, I don't want to disobey you, please give me another instruction. So then Vrinda Devi, she took Krishna and brought him inside the kuchi and sat him down. And said, look on her, how beautiful she is. She's dying without you, please touch her. But Krishna was silent, could not move, he could not say anything. So Vrinda Devi, she fell at the feet of Sri Krishna. Oh Krishna, please save her life. Because falling at the feet of Sri Krishna, it was only a trick. Because she took the feet of Krishna and put them on the heart of Radhika. there and then before. And as soon as Radhika was touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, her eyes began to open, and she looked and saw, oh, my heart brother, that beloved is there. But Shri Krishna, his reaction was astonishing. Why? When he came inside that wonderful place and saw Radhika there, he was affected by so many sattvic vikars that he could not understand if this is Radhika or if this is one Swarna Murti, one golden Murti. He's not saying, have brought me here just to test my reaction, how I react. But when he goes to speak such as the heart of Radhika, and she opened her eyes, he realized, oh, directly, this is Vrishabhanandini. And Krishna, this young, he became nervous and afraid and ashamed.
Right, so and
see Krishna immediately ran out of the kutir, then pronounced the Purnam Lakshmi, and stumbling, he could not walk because his feet were so embarrassed. Keeping his hand on the shoulder of Radha Madhava, and he fled from there. As he was going now, the kumkum from the breast of Radhika was on his lotus feet, and it came on the grass here at over them. At that time, two pulindigos, one name is Mali, and the other name, Brindi. And they came there, and they took this kumkum from the grass, became overwhelmed with love, and smeared it on their bodies. So Srila Deepa Goswami explained this commentary. He said, when Radhika, for the first time, felt the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, how ecstatic she was, how happy she was, with words no one can describe. And therefore, in this verse, Purna Pulinda Ulagaya Padapjaraga, Rajagopi is now speaking by Kaimutik Nyai. Kaimutik Nyai? Logic of Kim Bhutta. Yes? Oh, if this person, this man in front, if he's 10-year-old boy, he can lift 500 kilos. How Kim Bhutta, what does he think of his father, how strong he will be? It's called logic of Kim Bhutta. So through the medium of this verse, Rajagopis are saying, if the Pulindi girl, by the touch of this kumkum from the breast of Radhika that was on the feet of Sri Krishna, only by touching this, they became completely ecstatic and all their desires were fulfilled. Then Kim Bhutta, how much more ecstatic Srimati Radhika was, feel the touch of Sri Krishna's lotus feet, words cannot describe it. Unprecedented. Srila Jiva Goswami gave his commentary on this verse of Srila Bhagavatam, Puna Puninda Purugaya Pradacharaga Shiva Gomena Daita Sananda.
In the end of Venugit, this shloka comes where the Purvarag of Gopis is described. Without Purvarag, there is no meeting, and by meeting, only Purvarag is there. In the Gopis, Purvarag is ever fresh, ever new. And all they see Krishna every time their Purvarag increases for them. The Gopis are thinking, this is the first time in life they have never seen it. Also, she has never seen that this is the first time I've seen like this. New, fresh, ever fresh, their meeting. And she has this mood that is called Purvarag. And that Anurag, which when it gains all the aesthetic symptoms and becomes bhav, when the emotions you cannot control in your heart, the bhav themselves manifest and automatically they also get dissipated themselves. So this stage is known as bhav, and this stage of bhav is Shamanu Nandini, who is Purvarag Udaya. This kumkum from Radhaji's chest, which is on the grass blade from getting the best of the lotus feet of Krishna, lotus feet. And now the aboriginal girls of the low caste women who are called, they are from or residing around Govardhan. When they see this kumkum, they touched it and they all became ecstatic. Now, what kind of emotions in Radhaji has? And Radhaji herself, how she can absorb in this mood that how these, what kind of anurag they have, these Sumadhi girls towards Krishna, that just by the touch of this kumkum, this bhav manifested in their hearts. Daita in herself is this who has, from whom kumkum has come. She herself describing in her words, see, how blissful are they, and I don't even know. The more a person has pain in her, his heart, they think that out of humility that we don't have anything. I don't have any bhakti. I don't have pain. Continuing to be devoid of any prayer, she becomes even more and more eager. And that mood are described like this of Radhaji. That is why through this slope has been described in this way. Our acharyas have also described, our Goswamis have also said, this anurag, the way Radhaji is performing her Kunda pastime, and when they heard Krishna's name from Radhaji, I've never heard Krishna's name. And who is that male? Radharani is speaking, I've never seen him.
Then
why? Maybe Gopis are telling his name. And the Gopis say, if you are crazy, just now you were performing your pastime and you just now forgot. These are the pinnacles of emotions. Bhav.
Mahabhav.
In Raag, always one person wants to give service to their object of their love. They don't care about their bodily suffering.
Yes.
Anurag is what pleasure they can give to the other beloved. And above that is Mahabhav. When they get the stage of that bhav cannot be controlled any longer and it becomes completely out of control, like in Mahaprabhu, similarly in Radhaji also and Braj Gopis also, these bhavs are seen. That is why Pura Kulinda, through this language slok, the gopis are the bhav of Gopis are described. Very nice. Herself, Radhika ji also is speaking this joke. She herself is speaking. Aho. The aboriginal girls of this forest, the ladies, the aboriginal females of this, their life is fortunate. They have become successful. She has forgotten that she is the dear most beloved of Krishna, and she is also saying, oh, this she is her beloved. This kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet, which is now decorating their bodies, when he is walking on the grass, which is smeared with dew, then this kumkum comes from Krishna's feet on the blades of grass. Then when they see this, the virgin girls see this, they develop calm in their hearts, increases calm in their hearts. They develop calm in their hearts. That kumkum has so much potency that first they got calm in their hearts. And when they got calm, then they became desirous to pacify it. That very kumkum, they now put it on their face and all bodily limbs. They smeared their bodies. See, Raji is saying that how fortunate they are. I don't have such anurag. This is the symptom of Mahabhava. Like this, if the Pulindi girls have such anurag towards Krishna, then what kind of attachment anurag they have towards Gopi, and what kind of anurag Radhika has towards Krishna, it is beyond description. It is very beautiful, this moment. Very beautiful.
Where does it come from? It has come from her body. But being bewildered is a system of her love, and she is then called some beloved. Krishna has taken the kumkum from some beloved upon his feet. That kumkum from the body of that beloved has come on the feet of Krishna somehow. And the Puniti, seeing that kumkum on the ground, that by seeing that they calm, their love has been awoken. So first their calm was awakened. And in order to pacify that calm, they put that kumkum and seed upon their bodies and upon their face. Therefore, if the Pulandis have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag and the gopis. And if the gopis have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag and Srimati Radhika has towards Krishna.
The aim of all sadhus, practitioners, is somehow in Jeev's heart, this flame, to manifest this flame in the heart. In all the shastras, all the acharyas' opinions, especially those who are in the profession of Mahaprabhu. This is the topmost aim of all, should be of all the jivas. That's why I have invited you from various countries. These all pastimes are not described anywhere in the world. Sukadev Goswami, this Rastat Vichar, what he is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, what is the aim of this speaking? That this may manifest in our hearts also, like seeing his moods, emotions, and his service mood. That this is the aim of, pinnacle of aim of our life. If our aim is fixed, then from Upadesha Amrit you start. That is why Parikshit Maharaj is speaking on these topics. His frame. The frame is being described.
Therefore, all the scriptures have described that the topmost achievement of Rama Yoga is the frame of the golden, especially the conception coming from the teachings of the teachings of the Mahaprabhu. Therefore, all jivas should understand that this is their topmost goal, and they should fix it very firmly in their hearts. Therefore, this guitar that we are hearing is just not being spoken here and there. We are very fortunate to hear this here. And what is the reason we are hearing such topics? By hearing these topics, we can develop some greed. Oh, if I could achieve this topmost prayer, my life would be successful. In this way, we fix our goal. And how to achieve that goal? Then we come to the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami and Jiva the Sri Vadesh Amrita. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj, with his intention in his mind, is speaking such an excellent guitar to his mind. Thank you.
Jai Kunj Bihari,
try to sing how he, you will hear now. You should try to sing how he's going to sing. He told me. That's what I'm telling who's singing. Wait.
Thank you. all suggest any name for our society. So we're requesting that any devotees who have not yet turned in those little pieces of paper, if you want to suggest any name for our new society, she currently desires it. So then she comes back to me within the next couple of days to return those papers to us, any one of myself, Shuri Mohan, Sujit Meeks, Bhagwat Prabhu. Yeah, and also at the registration booth, you can return there. And yet, for those who have not received this letter, we still have about 50 copies remaining. So if you want to receive them, you can come to Kishori Mohan or go to the registration booth, and you can receive one of the letters. Thanks. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you.